Dom McGlashan, welcome to WOM Adelaide 2008 Live.
Good to be here.
You congratulated Australians today on a new Labor government. Are you often political on stage?
More political off stage, actually, because on stage I've got to worry about where I'm standing and not tripping over the leads, and I tend to forget myself on stage. But, we in New Zealand watch the whole situation here in Australia with a lot of interest, because we've got a Labor government that's been there for a long time, and there's a kind of fatigue setting in, and there's a danger that we'll have a regime change pretty soon for no good reason. So it's heartening to look over this side of the Tasman and see a sense of new wind blowing through things.
So would you say those political messages come through in your music?
I've always been a writer that writes about what I'm interested in, and either love songs or songs about events, or songs about things which have moved me, some of which is political. I don't like protest songs because it's very hard to write a good one, and I'd rather write a good love song than a bad protest song. But there's a few songs in this set which were sort of occasioned by real events. There's one called Toy Factory Fire, which is about an industrial fire that happened in Thailand, and it's about the way the West hushed it up, so that toy importers could keep selling Big Birds and Bart Simpsons over the Christmas break.
Well, tell us about your band, the Seven Sisters. Who are they?
It's a great mixed bag, actually. That when I got back from living in England with the Mutton Birds, I sort of hung around for a while wondering whether I'd be a solo performer or work with loops and a laptop or whatever. And I had a small folk ensemble which was bass, guitar and accordion, and did a few festivals like that. I actually did WOMAD in New Zealand with that group. And then when it came to make the first album, my first solo album, which I made in 2006, I got excited about people again, and having a drummer and having guitars. And so I've got a band which is people from all different sort of areas. There's a guy who was originally a punk and then ended up a real country music aficionado who plays pedal steel and lap steel, a guy called John Segovia, and he is worth his weight in gold because he plays pedal steel, which is usually a pretty syrupy kind of instrument, but he plays it with a real edge. He's got a lot of anger in him, so it comes out in his playing. And Marie Tom, who's a bass player, who young woman who went to jazz school in Wellington, New Zealand, and plays beautifully. Chris O'Connor, who's a kind of into all kinds of different music. He's a great drummer, great Bowron player as well. And Dominic Blaza, who's just joined the band. He's a keyboard player and mandolin and ukulele. So it's a big range of instruments.
Sounds very diverse, and another diverse thing that'll be happening is the All Star Gala. You'll be directing that this year. What's involved in that?
It's a scary business, the All Star Gala. I mean, I think it often becomes a big jam because it's just so hard to corral everybody's energies and get them all to sort of do one thing. I'm not into that because I think that world music is best when it's in discrete blocks, like more like sushi than chop suey, you know. Individual cultures all doing their thing and being kind of firewalled off from other influences. That's not to say there won't be a jamming element. There'll be specific people guesting with other people, but in my dreams with the gala, it'll be an opening which has kind of got a kind of ritual element to it, with drumming and drones, and then there'll be a sort of variety show of different groups doing small pieces, and then it'll finish with a big song, and everybody gets to play the big song together. So I think it's probably not the normal approach to the gala, which is usually much more of a free-for-all, but we'll see if it works.
It sounds great, and thanks for joining us on WOM Adelaide 2008 Live, Dom McGlashan.
Cheers.